This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
NFL Game Day sideline reporter and one of the best ever to do it. Brought to you by Bet365. She'll be getting ramped up for training camp tours and preseason games and all that good stuff very soon. Steelers report to La Trobe a week from now. Aditi, what do you think? Is a TJ Watt holdout on the table? Is it possible, or do you think he will absolutely show up day one and just do the hold-in thing again?
I feel like the hold-in is a little bit more likely.
But
it worked last time.
Hold
right?
out, not out of the question, or is out of the question?
I mean, it's so hard to say absolutes here. You're asking me, what do I feel? What do I think
is
more
likely?
Everything.
If somebody asked me, will Paul Skene sign an extension with the Pirates, I would say 0.0% chance. I would speak in absolutes.
Even after everything he said about Sidney Crosby and meeting so much to the community.
Yes.
Being an icon in Pittsburgh. So it's all just talk. It's not something I can bank on.
You know what talks? Money. That's what AC/DC said, and they were right.
Well, and it has to be beyond maddening to lose the way that, I mean, at some point you don't want your whole career. And I guess that brings it back to TJ Watt.
Well, can I just ask you a quick question about that inside TV and then you can make your Watt point?
Yes.
So we started the show talking about how we thought it was so odd that they put the graphic up 4-8 with all these great numbers last night for Skene on the All-Star Game telecast. He's the first pitcher with that bad of a record to ever start the game. You've got John Smoltz as the color guy. It's just begging for him to say, look at this kid who's been able to persevere this year on such a bad team. He gets no run support, and still here he is in this game. He's so good he can be 4-8, and he's starting the All-Star game. But I said to Chris, it just seemed to me like there was a gag order or a muzzle that Major League Baseball didn't want in this showcase game, them talking about the Pirates that way. And
Do you think that was the case? You think that's why Smoltz didn't make that point?
Yes, absolutely. And you work for a network that broadcasts games, and I'm not saying maybe anything ever happened with you, but could you see that happening where the NFL would say to CBS or Fox, don't bring this up, or Major League Baseball would say to Fox, don't bring this up?
There are certain things that, I mean, certainly it was far more at the NFL network than it was at CBS, but there are certain things that, it's almost unsaid. Instead of being explicitly told, hey, don't bring this up. But I mean, I think it's very well known that the league doesn't like you to belabor injuries. The camera, if you see an injury on the field, you might see it initially, but then if you ever notice, the camera immediately goes away from that. And you are not seeing an injured player tended to in real time. So there are certainly things like that where the league has input. But I can't imagine.
Like, you did the first Deshaun Watson game when he came back. Was that tough? Was that like, hey, these are the list of do's and don'ts in this situation?
I mean, I had several conversations with the league about that, but it wasn't really do's and don'ts. It was, how much do we want to make if there were going to be tons of protesters, if there was signage, what is our place? If Tony Busby, the attorney, brought in all these accusers as he was threatening to do and they unfurled some big banner. So we did certainly talk about all of that, mm-hmm. but there was never really, there was never an edict. You cannot do this. You cannot show that. I think at some level there's a trust too that you don't want to turn off your viewer, and how much can you go away from the game? It's walking the line. You're right. You have a very good memory, and it's funny to sit back and think that. I don't know. I have a really hard time thinking that Major League Baseball feels so, so strongly about the Pittsburgh Pirates, that they think it would be doing the Pirates wrong if the point was made that the mental fortitude that this young man was showing in going out every 5 days when he's got no run support, when his team isn't matching his performance in any way. I mean, I can tell you last year we had the Bengals late in the season and Joe Burrow had an absolutely monster season. He was playing the position of quarterback better than he'd ever played it. And yet for the first time in his career, as he said to me, results were not following. It was the first time that he was playing as well as he possibly thought that he could, and it wasn't netting wins. And how difficult it was for him to still show up every day, to be in the weight room just as hard, to put forth all the same effort when the results weren't there, and that was all part of his growth. That was a huge part of our story for the game. We got into that. We talked about it. We didn't shy away from it. We could have, I mean, essentially the subtext was to that, was that the Bengals defense
sucked.
Is failing. Yeah, it's failing Joe Burrow. That Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and what this offense is doing is being wasted by this defense. We didn't phrase it that way, but that was obviously the subtext. We weren't told that you can't do that.
We weren't told,
you have to protect the Bengals and not say. I mean, it is what it is. And I understand it's different. This is an all-star showcase. But I don't know. I don't think that that's Major League Baseball. I mean, do you really think that Major League Baseball feels that strongly about not upsetting Pirates ownership?
I think Major League Baseball feels strongly about not having what is largely seen on the outside as a major wart of the sport brought up in so many words by its broadcast team during the game.
I think that's well said.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Maybe, but you know, this. Sometimes you don't net any change if you don't put some sunlight on something.
Yes, which is what
and
every
I think
Pirate
it's better
wanted.
For baseball. Well, I think it's better for baseball if the Pirates are better. If one of the most iconic ballparks is filled if the energy around this team is like it was when I first moved to this city, and if a guy like Paul Skeens is racking up 20-something wins instead of struggling for those four.
Let's get back to Watt here. You were talking about the holdout possibility.
Anything is possible. I see a hold-in at this moment as more likely. I talked to an old teammate of his last week, and I said, as I've said to you so many times, I just don't understand why even get to the hard feelings. Why even get to that point? You know you want to get a deal done. He wants to get a deal done. Cam Hayward was about as vocal as a person could be earlier today, saying that the team, essentially, that the players all want a deal done. Mm-hmm. And this former teammate who of TJ's, who played in the league for a very, very long time and certainly knows the ins and outs of the game, was like, oh, it's going to get done. Don't worry. It's going to get done. So I said that even more to my point, why belabor it? Why even...
It just feels different this time. It, despite what you're hearing from people,
because some things have been different, Chris.
It feels very, very different. Even if people still have the baseline expectation, Aditi, that it's going to get done, it's ultimately going to end up a much ado about nothing thing. It does feel like a different sort of edge to the whole conversation from
especially
Watt's
side. Because it's more disrespectful this time around than it was the first time around. The first time around, it felt more like it was business. This time around, it feels like there's a level of disrespect to it. And you've made the point, you both made the point over the last few weeks, they've had extra money for all these people who've never been in the locker room. They had extra money for Johnny Smith. They had extra money for Jalen Ramsey. They had huge money for DK Metcalf. Yes, absolutely. So why were getting those deals done a priority? And this one that you could have gotten done a year ago and gotten a significant discount on, but yes, once again, you were felled by, well, we don't do, but we haven't done business that way in the past, being your guiding tenet. I don't, yeah, it does feel different, but I also remember it being a bit stressful the last time around. I think this is one of those things that, like, when you're in it, it's bad, and then once you've gotten over it, you don't remember it as badly as when you were in it.
Like so when Andy Dufresne had to go through that tunnel at the end of Shawshank?
Yes, exactly. We remember the moment of triumph when he gets out of it.
Are you just saying that because freedom. You've seen the highlight, or have you actually seen the movie before?
Of course I've seen the movie.
Okay.
Are there people that haven't seen The Shawshank Redemption?
Well, I tried to make my wife watch Jaws last week, and she said, this is boring, turn it off, so I don't know.
I will tell you, I have not seen Jaws.
I've never seen it.
Wow! Because I don't want the nightmares.
Wow!
I think that's part of being a grown-up, is recognizing what you can or cannot stomach.
Man. I don't really think being a grown-up... I think my nightmares would be more about real world stuff now. I don't think a movie could scare me into nightmares like it could.
You know,
when I was
it's
a kid.
Really funny you say that because I used to be a huge X-Files person, and no X-Files episode scared me except the inbred one, because the inbred one felt like it could be real, whereas the alien one was not as real. What about Apollo 13? Have you seen Apollo 13?
That was the first PG-13 movie my parents let me see.
Kevin Stefanski a few years ago used an analogy. Remember that scene in Apollo 13 when they dump that big cardboard box on the table and say, we've got to use all of this to get this through this hole?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Like they needed to MacGyver or whatever.
Yep.
So Kevin Stefanski was talking about his injury bitten team and this, that, and the other. This was, I don't know if it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And he goes, you know, sometimes I just feel like it's a scene in Apollo 13 where that's what we're trying to figure out. And Spiro Ditas, our play-by-play guy, had never seen it. I was blown away
by not having seen Apollo 13.
What?
Yeah.
Have you read the book? Have
He's
you read
no interest
the book?
In any of it. He doesn't like mob movies.
I've seen one mob movie. Which
he thinks there's too many bad guys.
Well, to be fair, I did like the one that I watched, which was Casino.
Okay, so but if you liked one, why would you not give another a chance?
It's Malsy we're talking about.
I just can't
about.
Root for any. I need somebody to root for in the movie, and all I root for in those movies is for everybody to get gunned down in the end.
And sometimes that happens.
Sometimes it does. Do you believe that Tony Soprano died at the end? Did you watch The Sopranos?
No, he didn't see that either.
I only watched the finale in the Pine Barrens episode, which was very funny.
Yeah, he left a lot of meat
on that bone.
You should
at least read the book by Mario Puzo. Read the book.
I don't know. Like, I see people who are like, oh, you know, Michael Corleone is this great, like, exemplar of how to be a leader. I'm like, no, he was a bad dude who deserved to get tubed between the eyes. Mm.
I don't know if you should be making that reference right now with everything that's going on with Najee. All right. See you, Didi. We'll talk again next week.
What?
Bye.
Bye.
What are you doing? You're tossing me in a rope. I'm talking about two bullets between the eyes. I'm not talking about a fireworks
reference. Still, it's eye injuries and
Najee. You're the one who just brought it into the consciousness.
Well, because it's going on right now. He's starting the he's starting training camp on the injured list.
Now you're going to make Aditi think that I'm some horrible person.
I think you were trying to get to that punchline.
No.
No?
I was just saying, I watched that movie. I'm going to think this guy isn't like some sort of
tragic
figure.
Do you think it's inappropriate
figure?
To make Najee eye jokes right now?
No. I wouldn't do it.
You would not do it.
No.
You think that that's
it's a little too fresh. There's a statute of limitations to one degree or another on most joke subjects.
Donnie made a Najee Harris joke the other day that made me laugh, and I'm trying to remember what it was.
Man, wait to not toss me right under an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, cool. Nice moving vehicle you found to run over Donnie with.
It was a good joke. I'm not putting you under anything. I'm giving you credit.
It was a good joke, but You're just throwing it out there for everybody to know.
I didn't say the joke on the air.
Yes, but you decided you made it very clear that Donnie made a joke
about
it.
Well, maybe he could tell it in the debrief.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.